The Lyrid meteor shower starts this week and comes to its peak overnight Saturday. And what's the best thing to know about it? Its story. Because if you find yourself under cloudy skies, you'll still have something to marvel at. I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, the Lyrid meteor shower gets its name from the constellation Lyra, and it's one of the oldest meteor showers on record and one of the few that's associated with a long-period comet. Now, this shower is also known for fireballs, so if you do have clear skies, be sure to be on the lookout. And here's some of the story to go along with the show. For the ancient Greeks, Lyra was known as the lyre of Orpheus, the stringed instrument that Orpheus used to charm and entrance. Orpheus was a favorite of the muses and beloved of Eurydice. In parts of Bohemia and in the stories of Old Mother Goose, Lyra is the fiddle played by the cat while the cow's jumping over the moon. But the most dramatic imagination about Lyra is that it's a harp, the instrument of angels. Now, every year in April, Lyra begins to rise up in the east, and as it rises, it sends these meteors and fireballs through the night. So think of it, the harp rising up in the east, the instrument of angels as though sending a fiery song through the sky. To me, this suggests the very well-known image from the book of Genesis, which describes how God drove Adam and Eve out of Eden and placed the cherubim at the east of that garden with flaming swords that turn every way to protect the tree of life. Now, Lyra begins to rise in the northeast about 10 p.m., and it's overhead by 4 a.m., and you can watch for its meteor shower every night this week, especially after midnight Saturday. And this year, these fiery messengers inaugurate International Dark Sky Week, which is all the more reason to get outside and cast your wishes to the stars. I'm Mary Stewart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.